Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey. What's going on, family?
It's your boy Big Stan,
doing bigger and better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network.
Woo! And this is your sister Light Bright checking in.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
that's what's good with
it. It's the realness.
How you doing, Light Bright?
I'm great. How you doing over there, Big Sean?
We maintaining, man. Another day that the Lord has given us, and we about to do it right. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Man, you done brought it in with the realness. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the one right there. Got a theme song.
Fire, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Thank God for that, man. But yeah, we got to give a shout out to our boy Random Beat.
Yes.
For the beat, man. He did it. He came through.
You know what I'm saying?
We want to welcome you to the realness. Please make sure that you are, as you are joining, you're sharing it with your friends, your loved ones. Let them know that the realness is on. It's about time for business. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yes.
Yeah, but a couple of things I want to mention to everybody. Make sure you're sharing out. First of all, we want to thank those of you all who have been following us, man. It's much love. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? And we really, really appreciate it. God has been blessing us with you all, and hopefully that you're getting something from what we're giving out here on The Realness. We really appreciate it. I want to remind you that we do have a podcast. So if you don't, if you're not able to watch a whole show or whatever, are you really not into, you know, live or whatever, you can listen. You can just put it on podcast at whatever podcast place you go to. But particularly, we want to recognize that we're on iTunes now.
Yes, we're on iTunes.
Now. We're on Google Play now.
Yes.
We're on Radio Public now. We have 9 venues where you can catch the
Real Talk. Let me clap for that. That is such a great accomplishment. And I just want to just chime in and say thank you guys for listening. Thank y'all for sharing. It's greatly appreciated, and we are so thankful. The realness, we are so thankful. So thank you guys.
And I see the cream in my coffee has joined us on live. Nicole McCoy, my baby.
I believe my sister is here, Cosmic Curry. So thank you for watching. Thank you for shout her out.
Love you. You know that.
Yes, love you, love you.
So today we have somebody a little different, man, because we've been doing a lot of males, and we wanted to include some female artists, man, who really shine out and they shine bright and who you might be interested in as a public. So we want to make sure that we mention this young lady, man. She's probably one of my favorite lyricists to date. Like, just listening to her, like, I didn't really know her until we decided we were gonna go with it. I'm gonna be honest about that, but let me tell you, lyric wise she's a beast, man.
She's nice.
Yes.
And I mentioned before, and I definitely gotta start off with this, she's an artist she's an artist. You cannot just play her music and just run through it. You have to listen to her and play it back. You can't just listen to it. Hello, Miss Janet. She just joined in. Hello. Thanks for coming in. But yes,
yeah, man, you've been faithful. You've been faithful too. We appreciate you.
Yes, definitely. We appreciate you, Miss Janet. You've been watching us from the beginning. So thank you so much for watching and supporting us. But yes, this artist, she's definitely an artist that you have to listen to and break down what she's saying. You can't listen to her just one time. You have to run her track back. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's not like it's going to be hard, because you're going to be like, ooh, let me go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
definitely. Oh, yes. Oh, and who let them know who we're talking about. Let them know who we're speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're talking about Jackie Hill Perry.
Jackie Hill Perry.
For those of you who are familiar with her, she is an American poet, writer, and hip-hop artist. She's from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
And signed to Humble Beast Records, way back in January 2014. She released her debut album. We're going to be reviewing stuff from her debut album, which was The Art of Joy. That came out in November of the same year that she signed with Humble Records. But she also has another album, a second album, that came out in 2018 called Crescendo. And we're going to hit on that just a little bit as well. She's a writer at her heart, man. And I think that that kind of shines through in her music. Like when you listen to the lyrics and what she's saying, it definitely shines through that she's an artist to her core, like, and a writer to her core. She thinks, and therefore you have to think when you're listening to her. You're not going to just skate over her lyrics. You're not going to just, but when you hear, when you really catch what she's saying, and you got to talk about her lyrics when you're talking about her music. You cannot just talk about the beat. She's not one where you could just talk about, hey, yeah, it was tight. No,
yes.
You got to talk about her lyrics when you really get down to the core of who she is. You got to be talking about her lyrics. So we're going to hit on all of that on today. But which one do you want to start with? Which song you want to start with?
Yes, you said you said The Art of Joy. You said that was her debut, right? And you said that was 2014. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. My favorite, and we could just talk. My favorite. Oh, definitely. You said she is. Somebody asked me today about her. What is she? She's a Christian rap artist.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yes, so I wanted definitely to touch on that. She's a Christian rap.
Yeah, definitely
hip hop artist.
The Christian hip hop genre. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Christian
okay. Genre. I wanted to touch on that. Yes. Okay. So yes, the song called My Favorite that stood out to me, the beat, and just, it's called I Just Wanna Get There.
You making me better, you making me better, and you choose to do it however, whenever, wherever. God, you making me better, you making me better, and you choose to do it however, whenever, wherever. God, you making me better, you making me better. And you choose to do it however, whenever, wherever. God, you making me better. You making me better. And you choose to do it however, whenever, wherever.
And the beat, it gravitated to me. I was just like, wow. And I'm looking at the lyrics right now, and it's just, the hook is just what got me. And it says, God, you're making me better. You're making me better. And you choose to do it however, whenever, wherever. And with that, it's like, you like, I'm sorry. It just gives me chills, because it's like, it touched me, because it's like, yes, even throughout day and night, you're making me better every day. And you're doing it however, whenever, your way. You're making me better. You're making me better every day. God, you're making me better, making me better. And it's just, it just touched me. I was just like, wow, like that hook just gravitated to me. And the lyrics itself, the song is such a great song. It's like, you know, she's been broken, but it's like, you know, yeah, on his timing. That's right, Cosmic Curry. On his timing and her story, you know, she's just like, you're making me better. It like, I love it. That song right there, out of the whole body of work. She got some great ones on there, But that one is what really touched me. The beat is, it's just, ooh, it's a great one.
You know what's funny, man, and I appreciate it. Hey, Kat, appreciate you joining in on Realness tonight. But yeah, what really, really, really gets me on that song, man, is it's very, very introspective, man. It like makes you look within yourself. And she's like, it's almost like she's saying, look, I ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I ain't there yet. I'm trying to get there. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get there. Like, that's my desire.
Right.
Like,
yes.
There's nothing else more than that.
Oh, man. Man.
It really makes you think about that.
And like, her flow. Yep. Like, oh, like, I'm just like, woo. Like, I'm like, man.
What stood out to me, man, was her second verse, man.
Hold on, let me check verse, it out. I can check it out. Hold on. I see
it.
Says,
you
okay.
Don't know what I've been through. Don't know what I've been through. When the pain cuts deep, you would think it was jujitsu. And
wow.
With me as the meat on the menu, instead of peeps with the meat from the temple, trying to find joy in the midst. That don't seem that simple, because I do what I... This is what... I like this part right here. It says, because I do what I don't want to do when I do.
And that's, I that's do the first, what that's I the first verse. I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay,
oh,
I see
it.
Yeah, that's the first
verse.
Right, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
It's like a play off of Paul's words in the Bible. It's like,
wow.
You know, Paul says in the Bible, that which I want to do, I don't do, and that which I will not to do, that I do. And he says that if I will not to do it, then it's no longer I, but the sin that dwells within me that does it. So she kind of plays off of that with her lyrics, man. And I mean, it's just so true to the human condition, really. It's
I'm glad you listened to this song too, because I told like this one right here. I'm telling you, I'm like, it touched me. I'm just like, man, like, and it just. It really, I'm just like, wow, for real, like, God, you, and it's just like, God, you're making me better, and it's just like, it just make you think, like, yeah, it's okay, like, however you are at that moment, it's okay, God's gonna, he's making
thing,
you better,
like,
it's okay, however you are right now, no, it's not perfect, but that's okay, he's
right.
Making you better. You're not perfect.
Right.
You're not even going to get perfect, but he's making you better and better each and every day.
That's that introspective part that I was talking about. Like, it makes you think, man, look, I'm not where I should be, all right? I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but God, you keep making me better. In spite of how bad I feel, in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of my situation, you keep making me better. And that's important for us to know that, because we strive. Everybody's striving. Nobody's exactly perfect. But the fact that you are perfecting me, like, you are making me better with every move that I make, with every thought that I'm saying. Like, man, I could go on for days with just this song.
Exactly.
Because really, and truly, this is like our passion. This is our heart. God, I want you to make me better. But not only do I want that, but you're doing it. Like, you are literally doing
that.
Right.
It is
me.
Good to acknowledge that. That's right, Cosmic Curry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely,
right.
Man. I really, really like this song, man.
Me too.
And
so,
you know, the challenge of it is, and mm-hmm. we'll move on, but the challenge
okay.
of it is because a lot of times people won't let you, or they make you feel like God isn't making you better.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the challenge. So it really has to be internal within you. Look, because some people will say, hey, man, you're not supposed to do that. You're a Christian. You're not supposed to do that. You know about God, whatever, da, 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 da. But the truth of the matter is, God is making us all better. He's making us all better. And you shouldn't down yourself because you slip up or you fall or because you're not where you're supposed to be. That's
right.
Not what this is about. That's not what this walk is about. This journey is about knowing that God is making you better, man.
He's making you better.
Really.
And I had to touch on that. So that's my, I mean, like I said, this body of work, and we're going to move forward. Like you said, you can stay on this one forever. But this song, and I'll repeat what it is. It's on The Art of Joy. And this song is called I Just Want to Get There. And this song is a beautiful song, and she's spitting. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a great song. Oh yeah.
Straight fire with the lyrics, man. So I mean, every song is like that.
Yes.
Like,
so legit, which one on this body of work do you like? Which one is your favorite?
Well, I'm going with the same one, really.
Really? Okay. That's your favorite? Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta go with that one, man. It speaks
I wouldn't have thought.
It speaks to that. Like, you know what? Because I am a trap guy.
Oh yeah, it does.
But it speaks to that. What'd she say?
Did you see it?
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't. Oh, she said that do part sounds like a tongue twister. The one that you were trying to say. Yeah.
That's why I can't say it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of it. I can't even say it, but I'm going to get it. Watch. I'm going to have it by the next time, real talk.
Right.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. But I want to get a little bit more on her again. She's written for various Christian ministry organizations, a group called The Resurgence. Her spiritual mentor is a guy by the name of John Piper. He writes a lot of books, good books. He wrote a book called Desiring God, and she actually wrote in that book. We got to hit on this. She even wrote a book. It's called Gay Girl, Good God. So she's a writer at core. And she does a lot of writing, and part of her whole persona is about Christianity and homosexuality. She kind of deals with that faux pas, like a lot of people don't like to deal with that, but that's her passion. So we got to mention that. But she signed to Humble. It's called Humble Beast Records.
Again, Miss Janet said you did good. Just mentioning that. You said you can't read the comments, so I'm reading it for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, but
yeah, that's good. She's a great poet. Like, she's pretty. She's awesome. Like
she
I said,
is awesome. And by the way, she's coming local, right?
Yes. It is called. It's called something. Oh my goodness! I had it. She's coming in October.
October, man.
To Tampa Bay area, October.
Yeah, so, you know, this is somebody who after you research it yourself, because we don't play the music live, but if you all, hey, Renette, how you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, hey, auntie.
But if this is somebody who you have a passion with,
She will be in the Tampa Bay area in October.
She'll be in the Tampa Bay area in October.
Yes, I'm going to find that for you guys.
But let's talk about Fall Away, man. Fall Away was another good track. Fall Away was like released on that first single. The first single from Crescendo, from the second album that we're talking about. And Crescendo, let me tell you about what she said about Crescendo, man, because it's so deep. Like, she, on her social media page, she talked about what a crescendo was. And she said, if you look at a crescendo, for those who do not know, if not musically inclined to anything like that, crescendo simply means that the music starts real low, right? Starts real low, mm-hmm. and then it gets real loud. It just gradually goes up from real low to real loud. And here's what she said about crescendo. She says, if you follow a crescendo to its highest point, you'll find that even at your lowest point, you were going somewhere higher.
Wow.
If you start at a crescendo, at the beginning of a crescendo, mm-hmm. and you just follow it all the way up to its highest point where the music is blaring and it's real loud, you realize that even at your lowest point, always going higher. Man, do you hear what even that's poetic.
Wow.
But the truth of the matter is, like, no matter how low you feel, no matter where you are in your life,
it can be higher than any.
You're always going higher.
Even though you feel they're low, you're already higher than where you think you really are. Wow. Right.
You're higher than where you've been.
That's yes, Miss Janet. That is deep. Wow. So you think like you're that. Low, but you're already high. Then however you're feeling, you're already high, but you're feeling right. So low. And your crescendo, right. Wow. Wow.
I'm telling you, man, crescendo that's why she named the album Crescendo. But okay. All the Way, again, is that first song track off of that Crescendo album. And it's written like a Christian sister. She's writing like a Christian sister to a brother who's falling off, or a sister who's falling off. Like, like they basically have gone away from what they've known, gone away from the scripture, gone away from hearing what God is saying to them or in their life, right? And so she writes the song like somebody who is going through that experience with a friend, and they're noticing. And like even the lyrics, again, you gotta acknowledge the lyrics. It says, I read the scriptures with you. I read the scriptures with you. You even handled it right. Saw the Christ in every text. Said exegetical sight. That word exegetical just means that you go verse by verse. You know how to work the verses. Like you're able to get the meat of the verses out of it. She says, mm-hmm. You knew the devil was a liar. What happened to you? I seen him on your Snapchat. You act like you happy, is you? Sure you don't remember about the fire. I'm glad to get you back. All them sermons that you preached about Adam and you. I guess them genetics sent you the wrong message. The wrong medic. You sick and the fix ain't grown heaven. You stole leaven, that's sin, and mixed it with bricks. Come on, man. She's just, like the lyrics, man.
I'm reading them. Yeah, I'm reading them as you're saying it. Yeah. So lyrics, she's basically talking to someone that's falling away. Like, you know who God is. You know who it is. Come on back. You know, it's already in you, pretty much, right?
Right.
Wow.
Like, you know everything you need to know
right.
to be successful with this thing.
Got
like,
you.
But you're falling away. Like,
falling
and her,
away.
And her whole story is just about, the storyline is about, man, you need to get back. You need to get back to where you were, your first love. As a matter of fact, the chorus, what's the chorus? Are you looking at the words now? What's
yes,
the chorus
yes, hold
in
on.
That song?
The chorus is, both feet off the ground now. You far away, you fallen. Lights faded out. It's dark, but never too far from him. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, so it's powerful, man. It's powerful.
Wow. I can imagine what the beat is. You know what I mean?
The beat? Like,
because I know, like, her, the music is, whoo, her music choice. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I can imagine.
If you are a true hip hop head, like, true hip hop head, like, you're going to love her beats. And you're going to love the lyrics, no matter whether you are or not.
Oh, the lyrics, of course.
If you are a hip hop head, like, a East Coast hip hop head, you're going to really dig the beat. Because,
and you know, she reminds, and you gotta mention this when you mention her. Got to get renewed and re-enter the water. Oh yes, that's right, sis. Got to get renewed. That's some sermon that we had this past weekend at our church. Got to re-enter the water. Basically, renew your mind and renew the room. Like, get out and go back into the room with a new mindset. Even though it's the same room, you got to go back in and re-enter. So with the song, you forgot who God is, or you know who God is, but it's just a friendly reminder. Yeah, you're falling away, but it's just a friendly reminder. You know who he is. You know who God is. You know who he is. He's in you. That's what she's saying. Yeah. Cosmic Curry saying. Yeah.
And
re-enter,
you know that,
in the water.
You know that's the name of our church.
Oh, yeah, church. Renew. See? Yeah. Renew. See? Wow. Yeah. Full circle. Renew. That's good, Cosmic Curry. Thank you for chiming in.
Yeah.
Cosmic Curry chiming in tonight. That's
what's
up.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, thank you, Cosmic Curry.
For some reason, I'm not seeing the comments, but yeah, chime in.
Yeah, you guys, it's feel free to comment, talk to us. Yeah.
And share.
Yeah, share the video. Let everybody know that we're live right now. But yes, another thing you have to mention, when you mentioned Jacqui Hill Perry, Lauryn Hill, she favors, right? Lauryn Hill. Not just looks, but the style, like music, the lyrics.
She is truly like she's a boss, man.
I had to say Lauryn Hill. I had to say it.
Yeah, Lauren, like, she is the boss. She just like that. And okay. Even she does remind you of her. Like, when you hear her flow, when you hear how she puts the lyrics together.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, okay. Hands down. And I don't say that lightly, because you know what I'm saying? No,
Lauryn Hill, she is. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably she's, one the of my queen. Top she's the queen. She's the queen.
When it comes to hip hop.
Yes. She's
probably one of the top 10 in, but this chick. Jacqui Hill Perry.
I'm glad she
rolled with my top. She in my top when it comes to lyrics. I'm not even joking.
She's like, nice. She's I'm definitely really nice with the pen. She's definitely nice with the pen. Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Both feet off the ground now. You've fallen. Lights faded out, it's dark, but never too far from him. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love.
I don't know if you fella, if you was ever standing, but from my vantage, I know you ain't planned it. This world ain't never random, it's mass strategic.
You have to mention her with the pen. She's nice with it. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Back to that one. No Ways Tired is another one. The song was about how basically in this walk, people get tired. Like you do get tired in it. You do have issues that kind of weigh you down. You have situations that kind of weigh you down. But even when you're tired, like, that's when you need to be seeking God more. And that's what this song is all about. So some of her lyrics, she said she was tired. Tired of mailing her sons away. Tired of guns summoning death. Telling the press. Too frustrated to yell, and it's messing with her. I remember when they told me I wasn't the homie. I was a segment. She said it was tears with her head in my chest, and I felt the burden. I feel it burn up. I saw the fire. Like, it's a poem, really. That's why I really like it. It's a poem.
Yeah, she's a poet.
She said, I saw the furnace. Who turned it higher? I heard and turned and grabbed some dirt. She said that was my son's inside it. It's hard to pray and say the name of what 81 invited, but who will listen? That prison system is lynching my babies. His bail is higher than what put him inside, and it's crazy. Look at that. His bail is higher than what put him inside, and it's crazy. Is he a colleague from Rikers Island with violence, or maybe he got a die to be safe? And I'm still alive. Let us pray. And then she just goes into, I need thee. Like that song, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. She goes into that chorus.
She said she was tired. Tired of mailing her sons away. Tired of guns summoning death. Telling the press too frustrated to yelling is messing with her. I remember when they told me I wasn't the homie, I was a segment. She said it with tears, with her head in my chest.
Oh, that just give you chills. Like, she's a lyricist. Like, she's so nice with the pen. Like, you cannot deny that of her. You can't deny that of her. The song.
You gotta really keep it real. Like, every single song.
Every single song.
There's not one song where she like slack on the lyrics.
No. Not one. No, not at all. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. She's nice. Yeah. She's definitely nice.
What I like about her, she talks about, it's all about human condition. It's all about, and that's the art side of her, I think. Like, it's all about what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all go through situations where we get tired, but we still got to press on. We all go through situations where we might fall away. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get back to God. We all go through situations where we feel like, you know what I'm saying?
The first one, get better.
I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm getting better. Like, it's always something that brings us back.
Life related.
To life. And that's what I really like about it.
You can relate. Really, you can relate to it. It's not about something that's not relatable. It's not about something that's not real. You know what I mean? It's real, like, just like, you know what I mean? Something real.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
So what was the other song you had?
Yeah. It's called. Yeah, it was a little laggy. It's better now.
It might be a little lag. Yeah, I see it now.
Is it better now?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's better. I see. I got you.
Okay. She sees speech truth.
It's better on my end. It might not be better on yours.
Really?
Yeah, but go ahead. Don't worry about it. We just gonna.
Okay. Miss Janet say true. She speaks truth, good or bad, and points to the direction. That's right.
Correct.
Absolutely. Correct. I agree. I agree. That's right, Miss Janet.
Yeah.
The one I got is Limitations. That's the one you sent me. Okay. Yes. Now let me get these to these lyrics. Hold on now. Okay.
Yes.
I hope you hear it. That's the one. Pull that up. Okay. I didn't sleep good. It's hard to fight when your dreams realer than life. Wow. Dreams realer than life. You know what? Hold on. I'm sorry. Your dreams do be realer than life, don't they? They realer than life. So she like, Z's killing them with stripes. These feelings got me missing the past. Thought I learned my lesson. The test is skipping the class. The scriptures at last. Do I drop out or study harder? Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. That's a great. That's all. I don't even have to do no. Y'all, listen to her song. But that's a good one. Dreams, that first line, like, that's that second. It's hard to fight when your dreams realer than life.
Ain't no filters in real life. When you feel like you tempted to steal like the dark, so I steal like from y'all. Your victory is mine, it's a real life, of course, and of course I'm divorced from the sin I once belonged to. My position ain't different, the distance is the song too. The sentence I don't owe you, an explanation is basic. I'm a saint and a saint that's easily prone to have a few bad days with a few bad ways. You ask, wait, the answer ain't a you or yay.
Like, wow, you know what?
That's why it's Limitations is a book in the Bible. It's a book in the Bible, and I think like this is her take on that. It's like Lamentations is like me crying. It's like me crying out to God. It's like, so this is like her cry out to God. Like that's what I get from it, man. It's like her take on it or her version of the biblical Lamentations. Like, I'm crying out to God in this moment, in this time. And it speaks, like, again, to the human condition. It speaks yes. to what's real, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's a dope artist all around. Just a solid, just dope.
I mean, I definitely got a newfound respect for her. And like I said before, I really didn't know who she was before we decided we were going to talk about her. But now I'm not going to forget her. Like, this is...
This is the beginning of my journey with her, man. I'm gonna follow her.
For those who like sermons and messages and all of that, she's got all of that on YouTube too. And that's the thing about a lot of these Christian hip hop artists, man, they're very educated. They're not just, you know what I'm saying, fly by night, whatever, da da da. You're talking about theologians, you're talking about people who go to seminary. Like, they're biblically trained, and then they take it to the lyrics and they put it out there. So
yes, a lot and of motivational hear, speakers.
They speak motivational.
Authors got books.
Sermons. They got books out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you can go deeper, like, if that's what you want. Or if you just want to listen to our music. You know what I'm saying? It's another realm, and you know, it might cause you to dig deeper into who she is when you find out more about her story. So you know what I'm saying? And she definitely
That's right, Miss Janet, and Holy Spirit fire filled. Yes, she is.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. 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 So she's got appeared on a couple of different Christian hip hop recordings. A group called Swoop used her in a song called Because You Asked. I think I told you I first caught wind of her in a song by a guy named Eshawn Burgundy.
You said she was featured on it, right?
Yes, she was featured on Eshawn Burgundy's song. Mm-hmm. It's called No Solutions. I believe that's the one. But it's with Eshawn Burgundy.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Oh, Elizabeth just tuned in. Someone just tuned in.
Oh, hey, Elizabeth. How you doing? Good. But she's been on a couple of different people. She's featured on a couple of people's albums. So they really are acknowledging her. She's really acknowledged in the Christian hip-hop game, and I like that about her. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm an old head. So if I like you, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna like you because your lyrics is tight. I'm gonna like you because your music is tight. Both of them got to be tight for me to like you. Now, somebody else, I might still acknowledge you, but I'm not really gonna be into you unless you got those two things, because I'm a lyricist and I like beats. So, but she got the
package, like the beats, and her lyrics, the way she flows. You know what I mean? That's what really. And that song, that's what really got me. I just want to get there. Yeah, man.
That will really. Not gonna lie. Of all the songs she got that I've heard, and I haven't heard much from her second album, I'm gonna look it up, and I'm gonna really look into that second album, Crescendo.
But yeah, me too. I need to look into that one.
Of all the ones that I heard on this album, on the first album, I'm on The Art of Joy.
Want to get there.
Hands down.
I'm shocked. That's one. Her flow sounds hard, but with a deep message. Yes. Now her flow is hard. She just bow bow, like, she get on the track and she just like murders. Just woo.
No, she is. If I
you're
had
right, Cosmic.
Huh?
Cosmic Curry, she right. She get on the flow. She get on it.
That's real. I mean, like, this is not really and truly. I'm opposed to it anyway, that whole Christian hip hop artist or whatever. She's a hip hop artist, first and foremost. Who's Christian?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, she kicks lyrics with and she does acknowledge Christ in her lyrics, but that's who she is. So you can't take it away from her. You can't put her in the genre with like a Christian hip hop artist, because that takes her out of the box of regular hip hop. Nah, she's a hip hop artist first and foremost, and then she's a Christian, on top of that, so she talks about Christian issues or whatever. I tell you what, even if you're not a Christian, but you like hip hop, you're going to love her. Period.
Right. I agree.
Period.
I agree.
Period.
You're going to love her.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You'll love her regardless of the fact.
Yes.
Just the fact that she's a Christian is icing on the cake for Christians. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. Like, exactly. It's a bonus.
It's a,
it's a bonus.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So, yeah, overall, I'm, you know, we're amping her up. Again, she coming. Did you find out when she coming to Tampa?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. I got so, that song, I had to find that song, Limitations. I had to find that song. Let me go to her site, and then I will let you know.
But definitely, if y'all are interested in her, man, check her out, man. She's got a lot of stuff out on YouTube. A lot of stuff out on YouTube, so you can get to know her. But if you want to dig deeper, a little deeper, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, she writes a book. She speaks. She does speaking. There's a couple interviews on there, man. It'll really, really put you in place to get to know who you're listening to and to know her heart. But, man, I'm telling you, if you only want to listen to her music, check out her music, man. Check out, I tell you what, check out I Just Want to Get There first. Check that one out first.
Yes, I just want to get
check there. And then go from there. I guarantee you, No Ways Tie is going to be my second one. It's going to be a second one, and it's not a distant second, but it's a second. But between those two albums, I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for in a hip-hop artist. When you're riding in the car, you want to chill, and you want to vibe. You know what I'm saying? If you want something that's going to give you a little beat and a little thought, both of them.
Well, it's not showing, but you guys can DM me on my Instagram, which is _
Ms. Waters. God bless you, Ms. Waters. Good to see you.
_ bright, _. And I will let you know where she's going to be, Jackie Hill Perry, okay? Because it's not showing on her site, but it's not going to be just her. It's going to be a few other poets. So that's why it's not showing on her website, just for her.
Yeah.
It's going to be her. It's not her headline. It's just, it's her and other poets. She's a part of it, yes.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Anything else you want to speak on her?
No, I'm straight, man. I really think y'all, you want to check her out, man. You got to get
Or y'all can contact us on here, and we'll let y'all know where she'll be at. On Real Talk Radio Network.
Real Talk Radio. If you hit me up in the box, the inbox, I'll find it for you. I'll get it to you. And yes. I'll tell you what. I'll do you one better. I'll even put it out there on Real Talk Radio, so that you can see where she's gonna be at.
Put it on the post it for it. Yeah, put it on the page.
Yeah, definitely. If after you listen to her and you feel that, make sure you go and support her, man. Definitely. So, Lightbright, tell the people where they can find you at, man.
Yes, I just said it. You can find me on Instagram, which is _light, LIGHT, bright, BRIGHT, _. That's where you can find me. Instagram, your girl, Lightbright. Yes. And for you, where can they find you?
I'm also on Instagram. You can find me at Ricky Ricardo McCoy. Ricky Ricardo McCoy on Instagram. Also, make sure you like the page, the Realness page. If you get the opportunity, the Real Talk Radio Network, make sure you like the page. It'll tell you automatically the things that we got going on when we come on live with the Realness. All of those, it'll send you notifications and all of that. So like the page as well. And again, we're going to put that poetry reading that night. We're going to put that on the page so you can come back here and check that out as well.
We'll put that out, and it's going to be in October. October, definitely. It's in October.
Definitely
so.
In October, yeah.
Yes.
We got some good shows coming up, man. Some things, man, you might not you might not expect. And that's good. We always like to throw a little hanger in there, you know what I'm saying? A little hanger, you know. So make sure you come back, and please make sure you share. Though again, thank you to those of you who have been sharing with us.
Yeah,
sharing,
thanks for sharing, you guys. And yeah, y'all, we on iTunes, y'all, we on Spotify, Google Play, y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for watching and tuning in and sharing. We really appreciate it. The realness, we are growing, and we are so thankful and grateful. We really appreciate it. We are so thankful. Thank y'all. For real. Thank you.
That's real. That's real.
So yes. Well,
without further ado, we love y'all. And guess what?
Well, and it's the realness. It's not that we know it all. We just
keeping it real.
Peace.
Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.